Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Sachi Jagannath Shri Madhav Puri. Keshav Bharati Arashi Ishwarapuri. Lord Shri Krishna, before appearing as Lord Chaitanya, requested these devotees to precede him. Sri Sachi Devi, Jagannath Mishra, Madhavendra Puri, Keshav Bharati, Ishwara Puri, Advaita Charya, Srivas Pandit Acharya, Ratna Vidya Nidhi Thakur Haridas. There was also Sri Upendra Mishra, a resident of the district of Srihatta. He was a great devotee of Lord Vishnu, a learned scholar, a rich man, and a reservoir of all good qualities. Upendra Mishra had 7 sons who are all saintly and most influential. Kamsari, Paramananda, Padmanabha, Sarveshwara, Jagannath, Janardhan, and Trilokyanath. Jagannath Mishra, the 5th son, decided to reside on the bank of the Ganges in Nadia. Jagannath Mishra was designated as Purandar, exactly like Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev. He was an ocean of all good qualities. His wife, Srimati Sachi Devi, was a chaste woman, highly devoted to her husband. Sachi Devi's father named Nilambar, and his surname was Chakravarti. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhasya, in the Gaur Ganodesh Dipika it is mentioned that Nilambar Chakravarti was formerly Gargamuni. Some of the family descendants of Nilambar Chakravarti still live in the village known as Magdoba in the district of Faridpur in Bangladesh. His nephew was Jagannath Chakravarti, also known as Mamu Thakur, who became a disciple of Pandit Goswami and stayed at Jagannath Puri as the priest of Tota Gopinath. Nilambar Chakravarti lived at Navadvip in the neighborhood of Belpukariya. This fact is mentioned in the Prem Vilas. Because he lived near the house of the Qazi was also considered one of the maternal uncles of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Qazi used to address Nilambar Chakravarti as Kaka, or uncle. One cannot separate the residence of the Qazi from Vamana Pukara, because the tomb of the Qazi is still existing there. Formerly the place was known as Belpukariya, and now it is called Vamanapukur. This has been ascertained by archaeological evidence. Today we are celebrating the festival of Jagannath Mishra. These verses give a little background of the parents of Lord Chaitanya, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. The Lord appeared on the full moon night, the month of Palgun. And it was on the next morning, which we are celebrating today, that a great festival was held to celebrate the birth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Besides the demigods and the heavenly planets, nobody knew his true identity. By his yogamaya potency, in order to facilitate intimate loving relationships, the Lord covered his supreme opulences from his parents and from the residents of Navadvipa. We learn that when he would cry, people gathered around to chant the holy names, because nothing else could pacify this child. His beauty, his sweetness, his innocent disposition charmed everyone's hearts in such a way that spontaneously their only ambition in life was to make him happy. The only goal of every human being is to please God. The Lord was engaging everyone around him in the supreme perfection of life, although they did not even know it. If the Lord was unhappy, there could be no greater misery for anyone. And if the Lord is happy, there is no greater satisfaction. That is the nature of love. Love is ahaitiki and apraktihata. It is unconditional. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells us that when the affection of the heart is directed toward God, that is prema or love. When that same affection of the heart is directed anywhere else, it is kama or lust. The qualitative difference between love and lust, or prema and kama, is that sense gratification or lust is based on selfishness and on illusion. When we think we're the body, when we think we're the mind, and we want to enjoy through these resources, or even give other people enjoyment through these resources, that is lust. Kama. But the complete giving without expectation of anything in return, affection that is based exclusively on giving happiness to God, that is love. It is something very high. People talk about love. They read about love, write about love, even sing about love. But how many people understand what love really means? It is the highest subject and the most difficult thing to attain. Selfless service, based on the truth that I am the eternal soul and Krishna is the supreme object of my affection, that alone is real love. Lord Chaitanya, as a little baby, he attracted everyone's love. But in such an intimate way, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is written that when love is crippled by reverential attitude, it is love. But when we know God is God and He is great and I am completely depending on Him, that is required at the beginning. That is the Vaikuntha state of love. But Krishna, Krishna alone gives his devotees entrance into a deeper sweeter, more satisfying relationship of love, both for himself as well for his devotee. His yogamaya potency covers his opulence so that we see him as something somewhat ordinary. We don't love him as God. We love him simply because he's Krishna. In other words, in this sense, our love is unconditional. Because on the highest level of Gaudiya Vaishnav Siddhanta, to love God because he's God is a condition. But to love Krishna simply because he's Krishna is on the highest level unconditional. Simply seeing the beauty of Lord Chaitanya. As a little helpless baby, he attracted people's love totally, absolutely. His suffering was worse than death, worse than losing all their family members, worse than anything. And his happiness was the only real joy of their life. When Lord Chaitanya would cry, everyone would come together, because the only way to relieve him of his anxiety was to raise their arms and with great love and devotion, deep feeling, chant the holy names. How wonderful. The Lord appeared in this world when everyone was chanting. And from his earliest infancy, before he could even talk, before he could even crawl, he was inducing everyone around him to perform Nam Sankirtan. His complexion was like resplendent molten gold. His little eyes were like fully bloomed lotus petals. His nose was like a sesame flower, very soft and very attractive in every way. This little infant child, his lips, they were reddish like the rising sun. Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi noticed something very extraordinary. On the tiny little soles of his lotus feet were the marks of Lord Vishnu. Very, very special little markings. What is this? They called Nilambar Chakravarti, Sachi Devi's father. And when he saw it, he just looked at all the various symptoms. His arms, his little tiny arms extended below his knees. According to the Shastra, this is a Mahapurusha, a supernatural spiritual being. He said, I think it is time to perform the name-giving ceremony. And at the same time, we will perform the proper astrological calculations of the status of this boy. Nilambar Chakravarti made his calculations. He said, this child, he is like the Supreme Lord Narayan. He will nourish and maintain the entire world by inculcating the essence of religion. Therefore, let his name be Vishwambar. At that time, a very saintly Brahmin happened to appear. And just by seeing this child, he made his prophecies. He said, this child is the Supreme Lord Narayan. And he has descended into this world to promote the congregational chanting, the essence of all religions. Even the most atheistic, faithless people will become spiritually perfect just by coming under the pathway of the glance of this child. He will give the greatest pleasure to all the inhabitants of Navadvip and all of his residents and all the residents. Therefore, he will be known as Navadvip Chandra. I offer my millions of obeisances, he said, to the good fortune of the parents of this child. Jagannath Mishra was so thrilled by hearing this that he fell at the... He wanted to give wealth as a gift, but he had nothing. So all he could do was fall at the feet of this Brahmin and cry in happiness. And all the Brahmin could do was fall at the feet of Jagannath Mishra and cry in happiness. In this way, Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi, caring for their little, apparently helpless boy, floated in an ocean of nectarine happiness. Because eight of the daughters of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi died at an early age. He was given the name Nimai by Sachi because the leaves of the neem tree are very bitter, and it is considered that they scare away all inauspiciousness. Also, he was given that name because he was born directly under a neem tree. The neighboring girls, they named him Gorhari because he looked just like Lord Hari with a golden complexion. Jagannath Mishra gave him the name Gauranga because all of his limbs were such a beautiful golden color. One day, when Nimai was just starting to walk, actually before that, when he was crawling, he crawled into a courtyard, and there happened to be a gigantic, poisonous snake laying in a coil. Actually, this was Anantashesha, who could not resist the opportunity to render some service to his Supreme Master. So the little Nimai crawled over to this snake and laid his soft little body right on top of the coils. When Mother Sachi and the neighbors and relatives saw their little baby laying on the coils of a huge, poisonous snake, they were horrified. Can you imagine their emotions? They were afraid to come close, because if the snake was perturbed, he may bite the child. So So all they could do was weep and cry and beat their hands against their heads and their fists against their hearts and cry out for Garuda to save the baby. The Lord fulfilled many purposes. He is Rasaraj. He knows how to stimulate people's ecstatic love. One is he was giving immense satisfaction to Ananta Shesha. And two, he was increasing the love of his relatives. They were really chanting the names of the Lord in absolute desperation. When the snake saw how much misery he was causing everyone, he uncoiled and slithered away. Immediately the relatives ran and picked up their little Nimai and embraced him and chanted auspicious mantras and just bathed him with their affection. It was like he had returned from death. But every time they let him go, he immediately started crawling back to the snake, trying to grab the snake. It is said that anyone who hears with sincere faith this story will never again be bitten by the snake of death. Hare Krishna. Yesterday's drama, we'd like to give a little purport to that. Nimai was just running around as a very small child. One day, a Brahmin came to Navadvip. He was a devotee of Balgopal. The only two possessions he had was a Shalagram Shila and a deity of Gopal that he wore hanging from his neck. He traveled here and there and everywhere. Constantly he chanted God's holy names. As he chanted, deep love for Lord Govinda awakened within his heart. Sometimes streams like the Ganges flowed from his eyes in his love for Gopal. When he came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, he was welcomed with great enthusiasm. Jagannath Mishra asked him, "Where do you come from?" The Brahmin said, "I have no home. Because I am devoid of any material attachments, I simply wander constantly from place to place. This is because of my restless mind." Jagannath Mishra replied, "The reason you wander from place to place is to purify wherever you go and make it into a place of pilgrimage. Whoever is so fortunate to have the opportunity to see you and to serve you will certainly gain great auspiciousness. Please bless my home by taking your food here today." This Brahmin would never eat anything that he did not personally prepare for his deity of Gopal. Usually in his wanderings, he would just pick some fruits or roots or vegetables and offer it. For him to eat cooked rice was something very rare and special. Jagannath Mishra said, we will clean the entire kitchen and today you will cook rice and vegetables. So they cleaned the whole kitchen and brought in Bhoga, the Brahmin. With great satisfaction he cooked, not for himself, but for Gopal. When the offering was complete, he placed it before the deity. And with great love in his heart and emotion in his eyes, he chanted the appropriate mantras to invite the Supreme Lord to accept his offering. But it was right at that moment that our little Nimai stood right over the offering, and with his tiny little lotus hand he picked up a palmful of rice, put it in his mouth, and as he was chewing that, he picked up another handful of rice and put it in his mouth. And as he was chewing that, he picked up another handful of rice and put it in his mouth. The Brahmin was watching with shock. He cried out, alas, alas, hi, hi. This child has spoiled my offering. The residents of the house were shocked. What has this boy done? Jagannath Mishra ran to punish him. And little Nimai ran away. And as Jagannath Mishra, he was saying, what kind of fool do you think I am, my son? Do you think that I am such an ignorant person that I'll allow you to get away with this? I am a cultured Brahmin. I must teach you. The pilgrim Brahmin had to grab the arm of Jagannath Mishra to stop him from punishing the boy. He's only a child. You cannot beat him. How can you do such a thing? He doesn't even know how to reason yet. You can only... A punishment is only beneficial if it will enlighten a person. But this child does not know what is good or what is bad. And besides that, everything is happening ultimately by the will of Gopal. Today, Gopal does not want me to eat rice. It is my destiny. Just bring me some fruits and roots. That's all I eat anywhere, anyway. Jagannath Mishra, he put his head in his hands and lamented. You have come to my house and such an offense has been committed. He was beside himself. He begged the Brahmin, please, we'll clean the kitchen, bring more bhoga, cook again. But the Brahmin said, I've already cooked. Just bring me some fruits and roots. And then the whole family gathered around him and pleaded with him. Just for the pleasure of all the inhabitants of the home, he said, all right, I will cook again. As he was cooking, Jagannath Mishra had Sachimata take Nimai to a neighbor's house, where a group of ladies were trying to entertain him in such a way to keep him away from the pilgrim Brahmin. He was irresistible. Just to touch him was, according to Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, his body was soft like a puppet of butter. They would just hold him and embrace him and put him on their laps and look into his face and hear his very sweet broken words. Said, Nimai, are you not afraid of taking the offerings of the Lord? And Nimai said, "What have I done wrong? What fault is there in me? He called for me and I came." They laughed. They said, "You are a Brahmin. You don't know what his birth is, who his parents are, where he's lived, where he's gone. You don't know anything about the background of his life. Don't you fear that you will lose your caste by eating food cooked by an unknown person?" Nimai smiled. He said, "I am a cowherd boy from a cowherd community. We always eat food offered by Brahmins." He was revealing the truth about himself. But nobody could understand. Just as the Brahmin completed his offering, his cooking, and began the offering, little Nimai absolutely mesmerized all the girls by his charms. He intoxicated them so much that without anybody even noticing, he slipped away. And we know exactly where he went. The Brahmin chanted his mantra, Gopal. He constantly chanted a six-syllable mantra. And as he was chanting for Gopal to come, he saw right before his eyes little Nimai with a handful of his rice in his mouth. "Hi, hi!" Immediately the child ran away. And when Jagannath Mishra heard that the child again has spoiled his offering, he went running with a stick in his hand. Nimai ran into a room and closed the door. Jagannath Mishra was, "You consider me to be such a fool? You think you're going to get away with this again? I must teach you. I must punish you." Meanwhile, all the ladies of the house grabbed Jagannath Mishra to hold him back. "Please don't hit this child. He doesn't know right from wrong. He's only a boy. Please." And the Brahmin came and held Jagannath Mishra's hand and expressed to him how unhappy he will be if he punishes this child in any way. He said, "Don't you understand? It is so obvious. It is my destiny today not to eat rice. Even if one makes all arrangements, ultimately everything is under the control of the Supreme Lord. You can make every possible arrangement for eating, but if the Lord does not want you to eat, you cannot take even one morsel. I live in the forest. Today I am only meant to eat fruits and roots. Please bring me some fruits and roots." Although the whole family begged for him to cook again, he refused. "It is too late." At that moment, Lord Chaitanya's elder brother, Vishwarup, came into the room. He was so beautiful. He had a wonderful Brahmin thread around his chest. He was effulgent with all good qualities. The Brahmin looked at him. His mouth gaped open. His eyes could not even blink. He asked, "Who is the parents of this child?" "Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi." Vishwarup then fell at the feet of this Brahmin with folded hands. And he said, We are so fortunate today. You have made our entire house auspicious by your coming. But at the same time, we are so unfortunate and everything is so inauspicious because you didn't eat rice." The Brahmin said, I tried, but Krishna doesn't want me to eat rice. Vishwarup said, please cook again. The Brahmin said, it's already 1:30 in the morning. It's too late to cook a third time. Vishwarup fell at his feet and pleaded with him, it's not too late, it's still a good time, please cook again. Because I know great souls like you only live in compassion for other living beings. And you see, you will relieve this whole household of so much suffering if you just cook again. Brahman said, yes, I will cook again. Jagannath Mishra said, keep Nimai in the room. Somebody said, well, tie the door up with ropes so he can't get out. Jagannath Mishra said, very good idea, tie those doors. And one of the ladies came out and said, your little child is sound asleep. There is no longer any fear of his naughtiness. He was sleeping as the Brahmin cooked for a third time. Jagannath Mishra with a stick in hand was guarding the door, as was everyone else. Just as he was completing his preparation, the Lord, who is the super soul in everyone's heart, who knows everything about everyone, he sent Nidra Devi, the goddess of sleep, into the house. Everyone fell fast asleep, except the Brahmin. He put the offering before Gopal and chanted his six-syllable mantra, calling Gopal to accept the offering. Everything was absolutely quiet. He opened his eyes, and there was the beautiful little golden form of Nimai with a palmful of rice in his mouth, chewing blissfully. The Brahmin screamed out, hi, hi!
Hi, hi!
Alas, alas!
Alas, alas!
The child has again spoiled my offering. But this time, nobody heard. Everyone was asleep. And little Nimai looked at him and said, why are you so disturbed? You called for me and I came.
I am that Gopal that you worship.
At that moment, Nimai's form manifested. Such a beautiful darshan for this Brahmin. His complexion was dark like the tamal tree. His eyes like fully bloomed lotus petals. He had 8 arms. 4 held the symbols of Vishnu, the conch shell, lotus flower, club, and disc. 2 hands were playing a flute, and another hand was holding a pot of butter, while the remaining hand was eating from that. He had wonderful ornaments of precious jewels hanging from his neck. Tinkling silver anklets around his ankles, gold bangles on his wrists and his arms. He saw the goddess Lakshmi in the form of Srivats on his chest, and resplendent like thousands of suns, Kostuba Mani, the Kostuba jewel, was hanging on his chest as well. His black hair was like the curling feathers of a crow, his lotus feet had nails that were as bright and illustrious as pearls. The soles of his feet were pinkish. He had shark-shaped earrings on his all-attractive ears. His lips were like the resplendent color of a bimba fruit. And then the Brahmin saw the entire atmosphere transform into Sri Vrindavan Dham. It was a Kadamba forest. The Lord was standing under a Kadamba tree. He had extraordinarily fragrant flowers decorating his hair and a beautiful peacock feather on the top. Around the child was countless gopis and gopas just wandering in all directions, herding their unlimited cows. Upon seeing this mystifying vision, which was the exact vision that this Brahmin would meditate upon in his deepest, most esoteric offerings of devotion, the Brahmin fell down in a swoon, unconscious. Little Nimai touched him. When he touched him, he just thrilled him with such an ecstasy that the Brahmin woke up. He was weeping. He was crying. His hairs were standing on end. He was rolling on the ground. He was screaming out, "Jai Gopal! Jai Gopal!" But nobody could hear him. And then Nimai spoke. He said, "Birth after birth, you are my servant. And I find the greatest pleasure in taking the food that you prepare. You do not remember, but in my previous incarnation, I was living in the house of Nanda Maharaj in Gokul Mahavan as Gopal. And at that time, you were a pilgrim Brahmin. You came to Nanda Maharaj's house. And Nanda Maharaj invited you in and made all arrangements for you to cook. At that time, I also stole your offerings. And at that time, I showed you the same vision that you're seeing today. Because I am always attracted by the loving offerings of my devotees. But I am going to now tell you something very confidential. And if you reveal it to anyone before I leave this world, you will die." He said, "I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I have appeared here in Navadvip for the purpose of establishing the Harinam Sankirtan movement. Through this congregational chanting of the holy names, I will spread love of God throughout the entire world. The type of love of God that will satisfy the innermost core of everyone's hearts." After revealing these inner secrets of his true identity, he again became Little Nimai and ran into his room and fell fast
asleep.
This Brahmin was so overwhelmed with joy. He was taking that rice and rubbing it on every limb of his body and eating it and just screaming out, Jai Gopal!
Jai Gopal!
Jai Gopal!
Jai Gopal!
Jai Gopal!
Jai Gopal!
Jai Gopal! Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Devi, all the people in the house woke up and they came running to see what's happening. And when he saw, he started cleaning the rice from his limbs, and he somehow or other contained himself and sat in a sober way and was eating nicely. They said, what happened? What happened? He said, the offering was successful. From his heart of hearts, he wanted to tell them that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is living in your home and you don't even know it. If you simply understand that, you will attain liberation. But he was afraid to tell because the Lord ordered him not to. That Brahmin could not leave the association of Lord Chaitanya. For the rest of his life, he never left Navadvip. He would go house to house begging, but every single day he would go to the house of Jagannath Mishra just to watch the pastimes of little Nimai. He was an amazing position. As far as we know, he was the only person in all of Navadvip who consciously understood the true identity of Nimai. And kept it always a secret. This was the good fortune of Jagannath Mishra. He loved his child so much. When he was going to punish little Nimai, it was only for Nimai's benefit. That is love. It wasn't due to uncontrolled anger. Because his little Nimai was committing serious mistakes. Just running up and eating food that was in the process of being offered to the deity from a saintly Brahmin. He wanted to teach him. One time Jagannath Mishra chastised Nimai for being extremely naughty. And that night, a supernatural personality came in the form of a saintly Brahmin in Jagannath Mishra's dream and told Jagannath Mishra that with folded hands, he said, you are the father of a very exalted person. You do not know who your son is. He is most exalted. He's the Lord. He's the Lord. Don't you understand? You shouldn't chastise him. You shouldn't punish him. It's not appropriate. Jagannath Mishra, in his Vatsalya Ras, his fatherly affection, he replied to that Brahmin. He said, whoever may be, whether he's a demigod, whether he's a saint, even if he's God himself, I don't know these things. All I know is this. He is my son. And if I don't teach him properly, how will he ever learn? That is the sweet mood of Vrindavan. Navadvip Dham is none different than Vrindavan. It is Audarya Dham. Vrindavan is Madhurya. It is the sweetest of all sweet spiritual abodes. And all of that sweetness of loving exchanges is in Navadvip, with the addition that it is made available. It is accessible.
to everyone. If a person simply is willing to accept it.
It was being described last night by Devamrita Maharaj that Krishna, he performed the most beautiful pastimes of the spiritual world in this world just to attract our hearts. But in order to enter, we had to surrender everything. Odaryada means Lord Chaitanya is making it available at the cheapest possible price. Just have faith. Just be willing to cooperate. And Kevala Ananda Kanda, the process is so joyful. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just chant, just dance, just take prasad, and I will attract your heart. These regulative principles, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, they are just the most basic form of human morality. It's no big thing. Any half-civilized person should follow these principles. But in Kali Yuga, it's very rare to find anybody who's even considering being a half-civilized person. It's just the basics of moral principle, but even that is so difficult. Just follow these simple principles, chant Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is giving something so great in such a way that even the Malechas, the Yavanas, even the untouchables. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains the glory of Lord Chaitanya's mission. He made a garland by weaving together the holy name of Krishna and Prem, love of God. And he has come to put that garland around the whole world. Kevala Ananda Kanda. The highest truths of Vrindavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, is opening the doors and inviting everyone, anyone, to come and taste that sweet nectar of Braj Prem. That is the wonderful gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us. Jagannath Mishra, the most fortunate personality in all of creation, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is crawling in his little courtyard as an ordinary child, and he loves him with the intimacy of his own son. But that little Nimai Pandit, Nimai who became Nimai Pandit, was soon to perform enact a spiritual revolution that the world has never seen. And to hear about these amazing stories, we will now request Chandramali Swami Maharaj and Kavi Chandra Maharaj to speak. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.